and they let their wagons down there a few at a time and got down across that Colorado River and went over to Bluff. And boy, that's rough all the way if you've ever been in that country. Gee.
Are you out of school a few days or what?
Oh, just for...
Well, it's this holiday today.
Yeah, just for today. Yeah.
You have to go back tonight then, do you?
There was a lot of wonderful carpenters and stuff back in those days. To survive, those pioneers had to know how to do about everything. And they got real good at it. Yeah. And both woodcraft and everything else, blacksmiths and everything.
They can see that over in the temple. Over there is all hand down.
Fantastic work. Those stairways are the only ones, I guess, in, I don't know, maybe the only ones in the world. I'll support them.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're beautiful. And when they come out across the plains, boy, to get those wagons and stuff across those big rivers, and that was a no small feat. And they had malaria, and they had the cholera, typhoid, smallpox, they had everything there was, diphtheria. Funny any of them lived. And if they got appendicitis, they were dead or anything like that, you know. Not going to operate on them and save out anything. It's really changed. I can't remember back, but my brother Rulin, he was born when there was no electricity and there was no running water in Ethan. They had to walk a block to get drinking water out of a well, and they took the water to wash out of a ditch, and they put it in a tub and let it settle, then they'd wash and they had.
Huh.
Quite a change.
Yeah.
And when they went up in the mountains, there was no roads like there is now, boy, they had to flip a trail. My dad told me about back before the Forest Service come in, they'd get these big herds of sheep and they'd go up in the mountains from all over the western states. They'd come up in our mountains and it was so dusty and so overgrazed you could see each herd on the mountain.
Yeah, that's it.
And of course the floods got terrible from that overgrazed, and then the Forest Service come in and now it's gone off since you never had a flood anymore. I mean, the last flood I remember was in 1934.
Yeah, I remember. Now we don't stop with that.
I've seen some big floods. Yeah, they really overgraded it. Moderation and everything's the best.
Well, I believe I've taken up enough of your time.
Well, I hope it helps you some.
Oh, that's, yeah, this is great. It'll be plenty of good stuff. And if you'd really like a copy, I can
get it. We surely would.
Get a copy of it for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's been so long since I...
Our kids don't. They just get a piecemeal, what you'll tell a little story once in a while. It should all be recorded for them. We'll take your recording.